Title: Delaware Supreme Court holds novel pre-closing dividend transaction structure does not thwart appraisal remedy. Content: In Re GGP Stockholder Litigation, 2022 WL281-5820, Delegat July 19, 2022, an M&A transaction split the merger consideration into two parts: an oversized pre-closing dividend totaling over $9 billion, followed by a nominal post-closing payment of about 31 cents a share. In this case, a majority of the Delaware Supreme Court concluded that divvying up merger consideration in this manner does not defeat a dissenting stockholder's appraisal rights. The majority held that a pre-closing dividend, at least one dependent upon the consummation of the transaction, is part and parcel of the total merger consideration, and therefore will be taken into account when determining the fair value of a stockholder's shares prior to the transaction. However, the court added, the proxy materials must be clear that the merger consideration subject to an appraisal action includes not only the post-closing per share payment, but also any pre-closing dividend, no matter how large it might be. Otherwise, a stockholder could, incorrectly, believe that the fair value of her shares will be appraised only after deducting the padded dividend from the value of the company, thus depleting the fair value of her shares and making the pursuit of an appraisal action highly unsavory. Here, the court held that the proxy statement was less than clear in this regard, and upheld plaintiff's breach of fiduciary duty claims on a motion to dismiss. In reaching its decision, the Delaware Supreme Court provides important guidance to practitioners structuring deals with an eye towards diminishing the usual deluge of appraisal actions. Shoehorning the lion's share of merger compensation into a pre-closing dividend will not do the trick, nor can the accompanying proxy materials make that suggestion, no matter how subtly or perhaps unintentionally. Appraisal under Section 262 of the Delaware General Corporation Law is a remedy available to certain stockholders of Delaware corporations who do not agree to an M&A transaction. Assuming the merger is consummated, a dissenting stockholder may file an action to force the company to pay the pre-transaction fair value of her shares as determined by a Delaware court. And, at least before 2015, Delaware courts would more often than not find the fair value of the dissenting stockholder's shares to exceed the merger consideration offered by the company. Though much of the practice of appraisal arbitrage has been curbed by the Delaware Supreme Court in recent years, practitioners continue to seek ways to deter appraisal actions. GGP Incorporated, GGP, was a publicly traded real estate investment company. Brookfield Property Partners, LP, with its affiliates, acquirer, was a large minority stockholder in GGP, holding about 35% of GGP's stock and three seats on the GGP Board of Directors. GGP's stock had been trading low on the market such that, in the words of GGP's CEO, the sum of the parts is far greater than GGP's current stock price. Acquirer was interested in a transaction with GGP, and after months of negotiation between acquirer and GGP's special committee, the parties executed a merger agreement on March 25, 2018. In negotiating the merger agreement, acquirer wanted to include a closing condition that no more than 10% of the stockholders could dissent and exercise their appraisal rights, the appraisal condition. The GGP special committee fought against the appraisal condition and prevailed. The executed merger agreement did not contain the appraisal condition. Instead, as alleged by plaintiffs, the GGP Special Committee and acquirer included a provision entitling GGP stockholders to two payments: 1. A pre-closing dividend of $23.30 per share funded by acquirer and payable after GGP adopted various charter amendments to facilitate the transaction, and 2. Closing consideration ultimately valued at about 31 cents per share. The proxy statement issued to stockholders distinguished these two payments and, in plaintiff's view, led stockholders to believe that appraisal would only apply to the 31-cent per share closing consideration and not to the much larger $9 billion pre-closing dividend. In other words, a reasonable stockholder reading the proxy statement could have incorrectly concluded that should she choose to pursue an appraisal action, instead of approving the merger, the value owed